Yes, basically, the petition is one of the very many things we intend to do on this subject matter. You know, we just want to officially notify the ICC of the general yearnings of many Nigerians who have been waiting patiently, ourselves included, for a time like this, when General Brater will be relieved of his appointment or his term in office will expire. You know that he's one of the longest serving chief of army staff in the history of our country, that's for about 66 months. And there are so many atrocities happened under his watch, from the Zaria massacre in 2015, where so many Shiites were murdered in cold blood, in a week-long assault against freedom of assembly and freedom or right to worship. Again, we saw a continuation of that with the killing of several members of the Indigenous People of Biafra, popularly referred to as IPOB, where many of them were massacred in Onitsha and several other parts of the southeast. Even just 2 days ago, many members of the IPOB and even members of the community were also massacred and killed in the southeast, precisely in Olu in Imo State. Again, we also witnessed under his watch the massacre of protesters in Lekki and in Oshodi Agris during the NFAS campaign. So this is the locus for which this official petition has been written.
Now, Deji, some people are suggesting that why do you go to the International Criminal Court when there are courts in Nigeria, competent courts in Nigeria to handle such a petition?
Yeah, there are no competent courts in Nigeria that can handle such petitions because the allegations against Buratai borders on crimes against humanity. That's number one. And you know, within the context of crimes against humanity, only the ICCJ can try such cases. Again, it also borders on issues around genocide, because genocide does not mean that you have to kill hundreds of people. That once you target the particular people of a religious sect or a tribal or an ethnic sect because of their religious belief or even political belief, then you'll be guilty of genocide. The defense of Buratai, in response to killing of Shiites in Zaria in 2015, official figures by government admitted by the military was at 200 and something. The Shiites have come out to say over 1,000 of their members were killed. His defense is that the Shiites dare to touch the chest of a general. So these are some of the explanations that Tukur Buratai will be expected to explain when he honors the ICCJ's invitation, or maybe if an international arrest warrant is issued against him to Interpol. So there are questions that must be answered.
Some Nigerians are saying that by going to the ICC, you are basically undermining the independence of the Nigerian judiciary, and that your case probably might not meet the threshold of the ICC to come and investigate, because they say
people have been investigated. People have been investigated for the death of 10 people at the ICCJ. Not to talk more of 300 and something people, 100 and something people, IPOB members, 300 and something Shiites, NSAS protesters. What are we talking about? Where is our humanity, for God's sake? Which court in Nigeria has jurisdiction to entertain crimes against humanity or genocide? Which court in Nigeria? Just name one. So people will always say, especially the beneficiaries, the enablers, the supporters of the tyranny that we have witnessed, and the flagrant abuse, you know, and assault on human rights in the country. People who are benefiting will always say, somebody will always have somebody something to say. Even the devil has fun. So why wouldn't Tukur Buratai have fun?
What is next for you? What is next for your group now?
Yes, you know, for us, we are determined, we are committed to ensuring that the right thing is done at all times. One thing that we can assure you and the Nigerian people is that there must be consequences for bad behavior. And the reason why we are going to see this Buratai issue to a logical conclusion is so that the new service chiefs and those who will come after them, we know that you cannot just arbitrarily do whatever you like and you say it in public, that you encourage soldiers to commit right abuses. And Buratai said in open floor to the press, don't worry about ICC. Go ahead and discharge your work. Do anything you like. So such behaviors is what we are trying to ensure that they never happen again. That citizens, you know, do not get to witness a situation where people who pay their taxpayers' money are not used to kill the same people paying these taxes. So for us, Nigerians can be rest assured that on this particular issue, we are going to sustain pressure. We're going to follow each step that is required. And we're also in touch with Nigerians who are in diaspora, especially at The Hague, you know, there are things that will be done to make sure that the right thing is done on this subject matter.